Hello and welcome once again to the monthly Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borchardt. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a huge podcast this month. There's lots of great stuff to talk about as we are nudging ever closer to the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin on Saturday, October 20th. Coming up during the podcast, we'll talk with Ann Sullivan, store manager for Lululemon Leawood. More on that new partnership here in a moment. And later in the podcast, we'll talk to Chris Birch, who's the race director for the IMT Des Moines Marathon. Of course, IMT Des Moines Marathon, a partner race of the Kansas City Marathon, as we have the I-35 Challenge, which is the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin on Saturday, the IMT Des Moines Marathon on Sunday. So you can have two great races in two states in 2 days. October 20th and October 21st. We'll talk about that with Chris Birch coming up later in the show. All right, let's get started with what's new for the month of August. And one of the things we're most excited about is a new partnership with Lululemon. Everybody loves Lululemon apparel. And for the guys out there listening, if you haven't tried it, I can attest that it is some of the most comfortable, lightweight, moisture-wicking, stink-free running apparel out there. I've tried their singlets, the tank tops they have for running, and also the running shorts. They are amazing, and I think a lot of our female listeners already love Lululemon in terms of the pants and the running shorts, and we're excited to announce a new partnership where we are currently selling. You can check it out on our website, kcmarathon.org, or any of our social media channels. Check out the Kansas City Marathon-branded Lululemon apparel that we have available for the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin. We have ladies' tights, ladies' crop pants, two different lengths of women's shorts, and also two different lengths of men's running shorts. Great stuff, and we couldn't be more excited about this new partnership with Lululemon, who's really working hard to get more into the running scene. I think a lot of people know them, you know, from their origins as a yoga-centric company and also just high-quality, comfortable apparel. Well, they're also really trying to get into the running game now, and we'll talk more about that with Ann Sullivan, the store manager of Lululemon Leawood, coming up next segment. But very excited about this new partnership, and again, we hope you'll take a look at our men's and women's Kansas City-branded Lululemon apparel. And this is official Lululemon apparel, guys, so if you're a big fan of their products and their merchandise, you'll love this because this is the exact same stuff, just with a Kansas City Marathon design. All right, we also rolled out our 2018 Kansas City Marathon medals early this month, and they're 100% finalized. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit, as the City of Fountains is obviously our theme for the race this year. Kansas City is known for the most fountains of any city in the United States and the second most of any city in the world, and that is highlighted in our design this year. So you'll see it on our website, kcmarathon.org, or again, check out at KC Marathon on any of our social media channels. But as we do each year, the medals get smaller the shorter you run. So the 5K medal, smaller than the 10K, and gets significantly bigger as you move up. So the full marathon medal, quite a bit larger and heavier than the 5K medal, but all of them good size. And they'll all have the same design, which is Kansas City Marathon text at the top, presented by Garmin in the middle, and then four iconic Kansas City fountains featured on the medal. And I think you guys will really like the colors. I think you'll like the design. And again, you can check that out on our website, kcmarathon.org. Also, very excited to announce that we have finalized a partnership with Operation Barbecue Relief, which means barbecue is back for the Kansas City Marathon Finish Line Festival. And just a reminder, free food and a free beer is included in your race registration. So after you cross that iconic finish line there at Main Street in Pershing, that awesome downhill finish, you'll be able to go into the Finish Line Festival in Washington Square Park, get some free Kansas City-style barbecue, and also get a free beer courtesy of our partners at Central States Beverage. And we'll have live music going on as well. So it's great just to stick around, relax with your friends, and enjoy the after party. I'm very excited to partner again with Operation Barbecue Relief. And if you're not familiar with them, they're a nonprofit organization based in Kansas City, and they travel around the United States and serve meals in disaster relief areas. So right now, as I'm speaking to you here at the beginning of August, they're stationed in California, and they're feeding victims of the California wildfires. They've also gone down and helped in flooding situations before. They've gone and helped after hurricanes, tornadoes, pretty much any major disaster in the United States. They roll in and help feed people. So it's an awesome organization, Operation Barbecue Relief, and they're going to do a great job feeding you runners with some Kansas City-style barbecue after the race. Also, stay tuned. We'll be starting to give away some Garmin devices as we move closer to the race. We have a lot of the cool new Garmin Forerunner 645 music watches, as well as a few Vivo Active 3 watches, and we'll be giving those away beginning later this month and going all the way up until race day, so stay tuned. You'll have to follow us on social media for that, but you'll have a great chance to win a Garmin device coming up here in the next couple months, so definitely check us out again at KC Marathon. Reminder, we do have free training plans on our website. If you're still need to get started, or maybe you just want to pick up midstream, we have our 12-week training plan. You could certainly start, even if you have to join in progress. And again, all you have to do is go to our website, kcmarathon.org, click on race information, and then click on training, and you'll be able to find our great coach, Eladio Valdez, from the Runner's Edge. You'll get to check out his free training plans online at kcmarathon.org. We'd also like to remember, as schools are getting back in session this month, we do have a 15% discount for teachers, so we want to definitely honor our hardworking teachers in and around the Kansas City area. And we also have a 15% off standing discount for all policemen, firefighters, and also active duty military members. So if you're a teacher, a military member, firefighter, or a policeman or policewoman, or if you know someone who is and they're big into running, please have them contact us to get their 15% off discount. All they have to do is email racedirector@kcmarathon.org. Again, racedirector@kcmarathon.org. And any policeman, firefighter, military member, or teacher will get a 15% discount on their 2018 race registration, and that's whatever distance. So if it's 5K, 10K, half marathon, full marathon, whatever they want to run, we're excited to honor those people and give them a 15% discount. And again, just have them email racedirector@kcmarathon.org. Also, one more reminder, price increase coming September 1st. So if you haven't already signed up for the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, be sure to do so in August and save a few bucks. The prices will increase. It's our last price increase on September 1st. So if you haven't already signed up, do so this month so you can save a few dollars. And we'll remind you about that via email and also social media as we get closer to the end of the month. And one final reminder, wanted to remind everyone that registration is now open for the Galloway Running School, the highly inspirational and well-known Jeff Galloway, also known as America's Coach. He'll be teaching a class the night before the Kansas City Marathon at Union Station, and he'll be providing information and answering questions to help you reach your running goals. People can ask questions at any time. It's very interactive. Cost is just $99, and you can also get a photo with Jeff, get his autograph, buy a book, whatever you want to do. And it's right there at Union Station, so you can get your race packet and then go right into the Galloway Running School, 5 to 8 p.m., Friday, October 19th at Union Station. And again, it's just $99. You can register online for the Galloway Running School in Kansas City at our website, kcmarathon.org, and then click on race information. Scroll down to the section about the Galloway Running School. All right, we'll take our first time out. When we come back, excited to talk to Ann Sullivan, store manager for Lululemon Leawood. We'll talk about that new partnership and all the great things Lululemon is doing in the local running scene. I'm race director Dave Borcher. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, monthly podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Podcast, August 2018, here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borcher. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as we mentioned last segment, very excited for a new partnership we have with Lululemon Kansas City this year. And here to talk about it with us is Ann Sullivan, store manager for Lululemon Leawood location here at 119th and Row. Ann, thanks for taking some time to talk to us today.
Thanks, Dave, for having us.
Talk to us a little bit about... We got a lot of things to get to. We'll dive into this new Kansas City Marathon partnership, of course, but maybe you could just start by talking to our listeners about Lululemon. I think a lot of people will know your organization as this yoga-based awesome pants, but I think there's so much more you guys do that people don't know, and one of those things is there's a lot of great men's apparel that you offer, and then on top of that, it seems like Lululemon, on a local level and a national level, you guys are really pushing to get more into the running scene. So this isn't just a company for people who want great comfortable pants or people that are really into yoga. You guys are making a big push on the running scene too as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. While our roots are grounded in yoga, we really are an activewear company. We're based out of Vancouver, Canada, and we have about 348 stores in the U.S. And what we found over the years is that men have this misperception of us being this comfy yoga women's brand. And so we've really done a lot of work to break down that barrier, specifically while partnering with the run community. What we found is with the run community, it's the one way that we can unite both of our stores, both here in Leawood and on the Country Club Plaza, as a way to really introduce our product to some great people. Runners seem to be really receptive to new, cool product that's out there, and it's been a great way for us to build a community. We really focus on building not only guest experience in the store, but also our community connections. And we found that through runners, that's been a really great way for us to unite as the two stores in the area and to do some great work through runners.
You mentioned the word community a couple times there. The reason you and I kind of got to know each other is you put together this really awesome dinner down on the plaza back in December, so right before the new year, and you invited kind of everybody that's plays a big part in the Kansas City running community. So the local running store owners, local running coaches. Somehow I got invited, which was very nice of you. And it was just really cool. And the whole concept was, you know, networking among the local running community and using running to make Kansas City a better place as a whole. And that's really kind of sparked the partnership that we have now. But I thought that was awesome. And I know I've told you thank you before, but I thought that was a great thing. And I think it's really cool how running can unite a community. And there's, you know, no matter what you do in your free time and have for a hobby, running is one of those things where there's a lot of really good people. Like, you don't find a lot of jerks in the running scene, and I just think it's cool you're really playing up the positive impact running can have.
Yeah, that dinner was so much fun. It came out of an event that we did that was called the Ghost Race, and it was a race that was inclusive of anyone throughout the city, whether they're runners, walkers. And ironically, we got shut down on the Leawood City Trails. But what came out of that was these amazing connections to these run influencers, like you said, race directors, runners, trail runners, marathon runners, running store owners. And so we united them back in December, January, just so that everyone could get to know each other. And what we found was runners will run. It doesn't matter that our event got shut down. The different running communities come to support each other, and that's what it's all about.
Let's talk a little bit about our new partnership for 2018. And we think, you know, we're just announcing that here at the beginning of August, and we think people are going to be really excited that a lot of people, hopefully, that love our race are, you know, Kansas City Marathon participants. And obviously, you have a great crop of people who love Lululemon products. So we're combining those two great things that people here in Kansas City really seem to enjoy. And we'll be offering Kansas City Marathon branded Lululemon apparel for our participants this year, and as well as for the general public. And, you know, this is not just throwing the Kansas City Marathon brand on some random clothing. This is the best possible clothing out there. This is official Lululemon apparel, and people can get some with the Kansas City Marathon logo on there so they can show their city pride, their pride in the Kansas City Marathon, and also have some of the best clothing around. And we're really excited to work with you on this.
Oh, we couldn't be more excited to introduce to those that may not know our brand, but it's our core run items for both men and women that you guys are going to be embellishing with your amazing logo I just saw. And then we'll be present at the expo to help guide any sizing questions that they might have, along with support along the race. So as a runner, I couldn't be more excited to be partnering with you guys.
Why don't you talk through real quick, because I can obviously read the list of products available, but maybe you can talk through. We have four different options for women, two different options for men. And if I can give a quick plug real quick, you guys let me try out some of the running shorts and a running tank top, and it's the most comfortable running clothing I have. So for any guys that haven't tried it out yet, you need to check out Lululemon's running clothes. Well worth it. And like I said, super lightweight, super comfortable. It doesn't smell bad after you work out, which is a rarity for tech material. So I love it. But maybe you can just kind of go through these items and maybe give us a quick Cliff's Notes on everything we're going to be selling this year.
Oh, for sure. So we got the Speed Up tights and crops. It's one of our number one sellers for runners. It's got the side pockets for those of you who might want to carry your phone or your gels. It's sweat wicking, four-way stretch, non-chafing seams. And then we also have two options, two of our best-selling short options for the women, a 2.5-inch and a 4-inch. Both, again, sweat wicking, flat seams, really move with you. And then in the men's options, we went with two different lengths of shorts, a 7-inch pacebreaker short, and then our kind of, we call it the gateway into the men's brand, the pacebreaker short, which is Dave's favorite. That's a 9-inch, has a liner in it, has everything you need to get your race done from start to finish.
Again, if you want to check out this apparel, it's up there on kcmarathon.org. You can link to it there. You can check us out on social media at KC Marathon on Facebook, and you can check out these great new apparel items. Kansas City Marathon branded partnership with Lululemon. This is official Lululemon merchandise that's branded with the Kansas City Marathon 2018 design, which is focused on Kansas City, the city of fountains. So check that out. And then you'll be able to pick up your items that you purchase at the pre-race expo at Union Station. And like Ann said, we'll have Lululemon staff out there to help you out and answer any questions you may have. And obviously, hearing you talk there, Ann, it's pretty clear you're a runner. Obviously, talking about how all these things really match up for people that are hardcore runners. Maybe you could tell us your story a little bit about how long have you been running, how you got into running. And I think you're also someone who's trying to do the 50 states, right?
I am. So I ran my first marathon back in 2000. I got a little invite in the mail to raise money for Team Diabetes, and I quickly learned two things. One, that I was a terrible fundraiser, and two, that I loved marathon running. So I've been running in the city. I run with the Runner's Edge group. I've been involved with them for over 18 years, and I just ran my 32nd state this year, trying to get in a few more this year. So,
what have been some of your favorites? I know a lot of people talk about Boston, New York, Chicago. What have been some of your favorite races, you know, either locally or around the country?
Yeah, the big races are great, but I tend to like the smaller races. I love Missoula, Montana. That was one of my favorites. The Oklahoma City Marathon is very emotional, another great one. I just did Hood River back in October and missed the memo that that was quite hilly and challenging, but it was beautiful, breathtaking. So it's hard to pick just one.
Well, Ann, thanks so much for your time. We're really excited to partner with yourself and Lululemon this year, and we'll see you at the pre-race expo here in a couple months.
Thanks so much, Dave.
All right, there's Ann Sullivan, store manager for Lululemon in Leawood. Check them out at 119th and Row or their great location on the Country Club Plaza. All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll talk to Chris Birch, the race director for the Des Moines Marathon, one of our partner races. The day after the Kansas City Marathon, you can take part in the I-35 Challenge where you do Kansas City on Saturday and Des Moines the following day. Any combination of the half marathon and the full marathon, and you can get two great races in two great states in 2 days. That'd be good for someone like Ann who's trying to scratch the 50 states offer list. You can knock out two in 24 hours coming up October 20th and 21st, and we'll talk to Chris Birch about that coming up next. We'll take a timeout. I'm Dave Borchert. You are listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. You're listening to the Kansas City Marathon Monthly Podcast here on 810WHB.com. I'm race director Dave Borchert. Thanks so much for tuning in, and our thanks to Ann Sullivan from Lululemon Leawood for joining us last segment. And right now, excited to talk to Chris Birch, the outstanding race director for the IMT Des Moines Marathon, who's actually sitting here in Kansas City right now as we speak, came down to chat about our I-35 Challenge, which we'll talk about here in a minute. How's everything going, Chris?
Very well, Dave. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, thanks for taking the time. And for people that are not aware, we have a lot of Kansas City Marathon participants, both former and current, listening to the podcast today. But what would you tell people who maybe aren't as familiar with your race, the IMT Des Moines Marathon? What's it all about?
Well, if you ever wanted to spend your entire weekend running across the Midwest, Dave, you can do that, you know. As you know, Saturday, October 20th, the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, offering the marathon and the half marathon distance. If that's not enough, right, I-35, 3 hours straight north up to Des Moines, and you can rinse and repeat, do it all over again, Sunday, October 21st, in the IMT Des Moines Marathon or half marathon. And we find we have hundreds of people that take advantage of it.
It's the I-35 Challenge, and again, it's any combination, half marathon and full marathon, Saturday, October 20th in KC, Sunday, October 21st in Des Moines, and it's just $35 extra to take part in the I-35 Challenge, and that gets you not only the bragging rights for saying you did two great races in 2 days, but you also get a great I-35 Challenge tech shirt, long sleeve tech shirt that you can wear all fall and all winter, and a special I-35 Challenge finisher medal that will attach to both your Kansas City finisher medal and your Des Moines finisher medal. So two great races in 2 days. It's the I-35 Challenge, and back to its normal rotation. Last year, our races, unfortunately, were 6 days apart the way the calendar fell, with Des Moines always being the third Sunday in October, Kansas City always being the third Saturday. But we're back to our normal rotation this year. So Kansas City Marathon on Saturday, Des Moines Marathon on Sunday, and you can get two great races in about 24 hours. So definitely would encourage people to check out the I-35 Challenge. And it's one of those things that's really for the most hardcore runners out there. I consider myself a pretty serious runner. I run about 5 days a week, have done like 9 or 10 marathons. And I have a hard time wrapping my head around two marathons and back-to-back days, even if you do one of them slower than the other. This is a pretty amazing group of people that do this, and we normally get, you know, 300, 400, 500 people that sign up each year.
Yeah, it's a unique way to challenge yourself, and we're finding as people are, you know, looking for different ways to continue to push their endurance limits. Something like the I-35 Challenge is right up their alley, and it's, you know, really not all that unique. We've talked about how many folks from the 50 state clubs, this is something that is perfect for them because they can check off Missouri and they can check off Iowa in the same weekend, and without a whole lot of cost in between. So there's some great opportunities, a great time of year to really put an end cap on your physical fitness, you know, and your mileage for the year. A great challenge to push yourself further than you have before. And, you know, as we say, accept the challenge.
You know, it's funny, even though it sounds physically grueling, and I think, you know, for some people, maybe back-to-back half marathons would be easy. I think for anyone, back-to-back full marathons, back-to-back days would be pretty tough. But overwhelmingly, the feedback we get is very positive. We were just looking through a post-race survey a few minutes ago, and I think 80% rated the I-35 Challenge 5 out of 5 stars. So even though it sounds tough, and for some people maybe it sounds horribly tough, people seem to really like this challenge, even though it's a lot of miles in back-to-back days.
Yeah, they've got really good feedback on it. It's an enjoyable experience for them. They'd recommend it to others, and my guess is they're out there running right now as they're listening to your podcast, you know. So it's like the Energizer Bunny that just keeps going and going. But, you know, a great opportunity to see two races in the same weekend, experience two great cities in the Midwest. I think both have their unique approaches and unique charm, but it's what's so fun about our industry.
So Kansas City, we like to brand ourselves as a scenic course. It's not the easiest course in the world. We know, especially the people that live here, Kansas City is a hilly city, so there are some tough parts on the Kansas City Marathon course. Tell us a little bit about the Des Moines Marathon course, and maybe, like you said, each race is a little bit different. What makes Des Moines different, and what are the things you guys like to tell people about your race?
It is, for the IMT Des Moines Half Marathon, Dave, is considered very flat. A fast course. Both the IMT Des Moines Marathon and Half Marathon start and finish together in downtown Des Moines. The Half Marathon really features the downtown area and city parks. To squeeze 26.2 miles into Des Moines, people that have not been to Des Moines for the first time, I think they have some stereotypes about what our course is going to be like. So they're surprised that there are hills in it, especially after running 26 miles of hills in Kansas City the day before. But they're surprised about how scenic and how green it is. And by green, I mean twofold, not only how clean it is, but just how many trees and a park-like area that they're running through. I think they think that because they're coming to Iowa, they're going to be running alongside some cows and through a barn and maybe seeing some corn along the way. So we really get highly regarded as being a scenic race as well. And I think part of that, Dave, may be that we're just exceeding whatever their expectations are, you know, however low they may be, right?
Well, it's funny. A lot of people think of the Midwest as flyover country, but you come to Des Moines or you come to Kansas City and people really see these are hidden gems that are not only great places to live, but great places to visit and run in. In Kansas City, we really pride ourselves on, like I said, even though it's not the easiest course, you're running past all the big landmarks in Kansas City, Missouri, from the Sprint Center to City Hall to 18th and Vine and the Nelson Atkins Museum and the Plaza and Westport and the World War One Memorial. What are some of the sites? You mentioned people are maybe surprised by what they see in Des Moines. What are some of the highlights on the course that, you know, you'd tell people to look forward to?
You bet. We feature the Governor's Mansion, Terrace Hill. The marathon athletes also run by the mayor's house in Des Moines. So, you know, I think that's something fairly unique. Be able to run by both the Governor and Mayor's Mansion. One of the true highlights for our IMT Des Moines marathon athletes, Dave, is they run through Drake University at mile 12. So they get to do a loop around that famed Blue Oval and home of the Drake Relays in their 110th year, and receive a lot of positive feedback from the athletes to that. We have a lot of quaint neighborhoods in the Des Moines area that the marathon route goes through. And then the last third of our course for both the IMT Des Moines Marathon and Half Marathon is about 8 miles of paved park trail. So we're off the roads, which has some real benefits and then also poses some challenges as well. It's difficult to get bands and spectators and Elvises on top of elephants, you know, back into certain areas of Waterworks Park. And but, you know, I think from a participant standpoint and also a race director standpoint, 26.2 or 13.1 mile of running is not supposed to be easy. So you're going to challenge yourself at some point. And whether it's going to be the course or your training or your stamina that day, you know, there might be shiny objects along the course that can help distract you a little bit. But at some point, it's going to come back to how well have you prepared for that day and how you can get through it. So I think the flat course is more forgiving. But we just did some recent studies and saw that 11.7% of our IMT Des Moines Marathon finishers last year qualified for Boston. So definitely fast times abound.
Speaking with Chris Birch, race director for the IMT Des Moines Marathon, last question for you, just letting people get to know you a little bit better. I think people are always interested, you know, runners, how did you get into the running industry? What's your running story? Did you grow up running? Did you run as an adult? How did you end up finding yourself in this position as race director?
I did not grow up running. And in fact, with the running experience I have now, I'm very envious of high school cross-country teams. And I really wish, looking back, that that's something that I would have engaged in somehow. I think I really would have found a nice home and some good friends with a cross-country team at my high school. But I actually started running in my later 30s. I don't know if this sounds familiar, but I played a lot of volleyball and softball on co-ed teams, and there always seemed to be a pitcher of beer in between innings and definitely afterwards. And I kind of got to the point that I just wanted my exercise to involve a little bit more than drinking. And so I started running, and I participated in a 5K, and recall I had the slightest idea what I was doing. In 2004, I participated in the IMT Des Moines Half Marathon, and I enjoyed that experience so much that I wanted to train for a marathon. And so, again, not knowing what I was doing, I signed up for the IMT Des Moines Marathon in 2005, and I started my training like 8 months early before the race. And then the race was going to be canceled, and I thought, you know, well, they can't do this. So I asked what I could do to get involved and help keep the race going, which you should never do, because here we are in 2018 and I'm the race director of the event. But it's a true passion. It's a true love. It's great to go out and run throughout the day and think about how you can make that experience better for other people. And it truly is a life-changing experience. So we're proud to be there at the start line as well as the finish. Right, Dave?
That's awesome. Yeah, that sounds a lot like my story. I started running seriously in my mid-30s, and it was at the point where I had done the whole basketball, evenings, friends, beer, and then you start having kids, and there's just running is so efficient time-wise. So yeah. I'm definitely glad I got into it, and I feel the same way. I wish I would have done it in high school. I used to hate running. I could barely do the mile fitness test for tennis, and now I have my oldest son entering junior high, and I've told him, I'm like, you should do the cross country, because I really regret not doing it. So I think we have kind of a similar story there. Well, Chris, thanks so much for your time, and we'll see you this fall at the IMT Des Moines Marathon and with the I-35 Challenge.
Thanks, Dave. Be sure and take the challenge.
Chris Birch, race director for the IMT Des Moines Marathon. Again, two great races in 2 days. The Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin on Saturday, October 20th, and the IMT Des Moines Marathon on Sunday, October 21st. And you can do both, any combination of the half and full marathon. Learn more online at kcmarathon.org. All right, we'll take a time out. When we come back, we'll wrap things up. We'll talk about our August group run schedule when we'll be out and about in the local community and preview our September podcast. I'm race director Dave Borchert, and you are listening to the monthly Kansas City Marathon podcast here on 810WHB.com. Welcome back. Wrapping things up here on the monthly Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin podcast here on 810WHB.com. I am race director Dave Borcher. Thank you so much for tuning in. So we're getting close now, less than 3 months away from the 2018 Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin, Saturday, October 20th. And, of course, starting in downtown Kansas City and wrapping all through the cool spots and landmarks in Kansas City, Missouri. Want you to definitely know, you're invited to come out and check out any of our great community group runs in the month of August. Saturday, August 4th, Endurance House in the Northland, 7 a.m. Runners will have the opportunity to test out Aftershock's wireless headphones and also win a Garmin Vivo Active 3 and some Kansas City Marathon pint glasses. We'll be raffling off items at all these runs, by the way, so feel free to come to any of these. And again, Endurance House in the Northland, August 4th, 7 a.m. Monday, August 6th, the Lululemon Run Club will be leaving from Californos in Westport at 6 p.m., coming back afterwards for food and drink specials. Wednesday, August 8th, we'll be with the KC Front Runners Group in Luce Park. Meet by the tennis courts for that one at 6:30 p.m. Thursday, August 9th, at the New Balance Store in Overland Park at 6 p.m. Saturday, August 11th, we have a couple runs. We're running with the Run Believable Group at 6 a.m., and with Team World Vision at 7 a.m., both those will be in Independence, Missouri, and meeting at the Saints Pub and Patio. So hope you'll join us for one of those. Sunday, August 12th, KC Running Company in Leawood, 7 a.m. Sunday, August 19th, this is a huge one, our monthly group run at Run 816 in Westport, previewing the Kansas City Marathon course, and also raffling off a prize worth about $600, a Garmin Forerunner 645 music watch, along with a pair of Aftershocks wireless headphones. In addition, we'll be raffling off other great things like Kansas City Marathon pint glasses. You also have the opportunity to test run Aftershocks headphones at no charge. So that's a big one. If you can only do one in August, check out the Run 816 monthly Kansas City Marathon group run, 7 a.m. on August 19th. On Wednesday, August 22nd, we'll be hanging out with the November Project at the Liberty Memorial. This is an early weekday opportunity, 5:30 and 6:30 a.m., so two different workouts involved there, Wednesday, August 22nd. Also that day in the evening, we'll be heading up north to Liberty with the Rock and Run Brewery, 6:30 p.m. in Liberty on August 22nd. A couple more in August. It's a busy month, as you can tell. We'll be with the Happy Rock Sunday Run Day North Group, and they're great group led by Donnie Danner, always decked out in orange. We'll be running with them at 7 a.m. at Happy Rock Park up in the Gladstone area. And last but not least, on August 28th, we will be running at the Boulevard Brewery. That's a Tuesday night. It's part of KC Running Company's brewery tour, and we'll be running from the Boulevard Brewery at 6:30 p.m., so that should be a fun one as well. Coming up next month on the podcast, we'll be talking about our official participant shirt design. It's getting finalized as we speak, and we'll be rolling that out later this month. So stay tuned to hear more about how that came to fruition, and we think you guys will love the design. We love it as a staff, and we're excited to show you as well and get your thoughts. We'll also be officially announcing our Finish Line Festival beer that we'll be serving. So we'll talk about that in the September podcast as well. And as we wrap up, one last reminder, price increase September 1st. So sign up before the end of the month, and we would love to have you at the Kansas City Marathon. We have distance options for whatever you like to run, 5K, 10K, half marathon, or full marathon. And we'd love to see you out on October 20th, 2018. It's going to be a great day, guys. If you want to hear more about our community group runs, if you want reminders about those, just check us out. And for all the latest on the Kansas City Marathon, be sure to follow us on social media at KC Marathon on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at KC Marathon for info on all the group runs, the participant shirt designs we mentioned, the Lululemon merchandise, the metal design, anything you want to know, follow us at KC Marathon on social media. All right, that'll do it for today. Thanks so much to Ann Sullivan from Lululemon Leawood for joining me. And thanks as well to Chris Birch, the race director for the IMT Des Moines Marathon. I'm race director Dave Borchard saying so long. We will talk to you next month. You've been listening to the Kansas City Marathon presented by Garmin podcast here on 810WHB.com. Thousand things a day, then sleep somewhere else at night. Going back to Kansas City. And I love you, dear, but just how long can I keep singing the same old song? And I love you, dear, but just how long
see.